Initiative is huge. I think when you take initiative, people will always tell you, oh, it's just placebo. Well, okay, the studies are showing there's a little more to it that we've read, but we'll take some placebo then. We are going to take initiative because our children are that important.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey, 18 Summers Tribe, Jim and Jamie back for another episode. And this is a pretty close to home one. I don't know if they get much closer to home than this, although I think a lot of our episodes are pretty close to home. But this is something
they're that, all in our home, actually.
That's true. But that sounded like a dad joke.
I know, but it's true. But yeah, this one is really tender and heartfelt. And so much of our stuff is. But I feel like we've had such an incredible trials over the last year, I would say, between Gloria's adoption process and her medical healing. And then as we have navigated business transitions and challenges with our older son's mental health. And then now, March 4th, I got a phone call at 12:30 in the morning from a number I didn't know. You were out of town on the other side of the country.
Arizona at a business conference.
Yep. And I got a phone call from a number I didn't know. I always keep the phone on, the ringer on and next to me if the boys are not home or if Jim's not home. And luckily I do that because Leland was traveling home from a church performance. He's part of a performing group and he fell asleep at the wheel. So at the time I got the phone call, and he just kept saying, "Mama, I'm all right." And so I woke Alden to stay with the younger children and
called me.
Called you, yep. And then hit the road. So where we live is right through a forest and
coastal barrier island, very foresty.
Yeah.
Desolate beach. If you've ever been to like the south part of the Outer Banks, that's limited. What it looked like. But a lot more vegetation.
Limited traffic at night and limited cell coverage at any moment. So long story short, I pull up on a scene that no mother should ever have to see. And luckily Leland was standing with the officers and the paramedics, but his car was completely smashed. If you can imagine a soda can that you then like step on and kick and run over and then tear apart with some tools, and
it was shredded,
unrecognizable. And so this podcast is born out of the idea of sharing what we've done to bring him back from this horrific moment and a traumatic brain injury to continued health and vitality. And we've had just so many people reach out that have sustained, or their children or their loved one has sustained some similar injury, and wanting to know what we've done. So in the heart of helping others, we wanted to vulnerably share what has happened with us.
Yeah. And again, we're going to be very clear. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. Unfortunately, in this day and age, that's been a claim when you try to do your own research. But just like I interview a bunch of accountants before I hire one. I interview a bunch of realtors before finding deals in certain areas for me. So I interview experts, and then we put together our expert team. Mm-hmm. And that's our decision that we're going to do with our children until they're 18 and for ourselves. I will never take face value. I will never, ever go to the media for my health advice. I look outside the box for a lot of our health advice. We still use the top in the world. Mayo Clinic was involved in this and others, but something Jamie and I have always seen, no one will go as deep as we will with the details because they just don't have time. They're overwhelmed. They're overworked.
Taking it back for ourselves.
Yeah. So we work in unison, not as experts, but in unison with experts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And form our best team.
And we make our own judgments based on our own research.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
So
from this accident.
From this accident, I think we should premise that the paramedic sent Leland home that night, which I was shocked about.
Well, so he fell asleep. Crossed oncoming traffic, hit trees and brush and dune, launched into the air, flipped multiple times.
Four times, I think.
And then somehow exited the car. The paramedics are still unclear because when they arrived, they had to use the jaws of life to open the car to search it for drugs and alcohol, which they did not find. And the paramedics arrived, and after cutting open the car, they just kept saying, how did you get out of the car? There's no way you got out of that car. So we personally believe in divine intervention, and I do believe Leland was held and protected and somehow got out of that car. Because again, where we live, there's not many people traveling on that road at 1 o'clock in the morning. And if there are, there's no cell service, and they're certainly not going to call on some wild flipped over car. So somehow he managed to get a car, flag somebody down to help him. The paramedics sent him home. He seemed so okay. And I kept saying, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was...
He totally had
Superman.
I'm trying
to get flights home from across the country going, he needs to go to the hospital, he needs to go to the hospital. And sure enough.
Yeah, 3 hours later, after the accident, he began vomiting. He had a fever and he was losing consciousness, or coming in and out of consciousness. Now, the thing is, when we took him to Mayo Clinic, they kept saying the fever is not... So again, this is where your own research and relying on others. The doctor on call said, you don't get fevers from traumatic brain injury, from car accidents. My research, from what I see, is different, and other doctors that we since consulted have said, no, absolutely not. Traumatic brain injuries can cause fever, so do not ignore them. Fast forward, Leland didn't hit his head on anything. It's just the sheer impact, because our brain...
But your brain gets jiggled.
Yeah, because your brain is not fixed in your skull. Fun fact there. And there's a shelf that it rests on in there, and that shelf can actually shear or damage your brain. Your brain can hit on various sides of your skull. There's all sorts of stuff that can happen in there.
So we could see inflammation, whiplash.
Some crunched concussions.
Vertebrae. Yeah, I forget, compressed vertebrae. Everything that could be
pinched
healed.
Cranial nerve.
But there's one thing with our health, whether it was me donating the kidney to my father, and the prep and the recovery, which we did incredibly well. We won't have time to go into that. Different health things that Jamie went through. Jamie was misdiagnosed with MS years ago, and we overcame that. So we do a lot of extra research, and we are very proactive. It's just who we are as entrepreneurs. It takes initiative. So we put together a plan. A very good friend of ours runs a clinic out in Utah that we knew specialized in a lot of things, but head trauma was one of them. So more advanced treatments that involve something called exosomes and stem cells. And again, we're not the experts to tell them, but I had used them to rebuild my knees. Jamie had used it when she had gotten Lyme's disease, and we had great success. So we got clearance from two of our doctors at home to fly out for a very intense protocol for Leland for that first week. And maybe you want to tell more about what it combines with me.
Oh yeah, for sure. So again, we got him cleared to travel. We got a direct flight, 5 hours. However, getting Leland in the car to even get to the airport was an effort. And so...
I think, and not to cut you off, I think to your severity, a parent seeing something is one thing, but a paramedic and a police officer say, son, you should be dead.
Right.
And that's something that I can't express enough.
Yeah, and I don't know if they said you should be dead, or if they said, there's no way you got out of that car. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
It's like they didn't...
And the lack of injury was shocking to them.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah, and there was definitely the chance of fatality.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It was that serious. So I just wanted to premise that. It's not just concerned parents, because sometimes it's our kids that you're a little more...
Yeah. And two, I think we've had another traumatic accident in our family life over the last decade. And both times, I think a big reflection that we all have is, thank goodness nobody was drinking. Thank goodness nobody was texting. Nobody was chatting.
Yeah.
Now Leland fell asleep, and so it was at fault for sure. Thank goodness he didn't harm anybody else. He didn't harm any other property. So there are lots of lessons to be learned out of this that are not missed. So he's definitely...
He's eaten some humble pie, but I am proud to say, and let's be very honest, who knows at 17? I was not as good a kid as our kids are. And so that might not have been the case. So I felt very proud and...
So the communication of like, hey, this could have ended differently if anything else had been different. So the gratitude and the humility that comes from a greater awareness, other than just us being super grateful that he's okay. Also taking the opportunity to teach the lessons of, he even said in the hospital, I got to get over my FOMO. He said, this happened because I was afraid of missing out, and I went too hard, too long, too fast, too many directions, and now I'm missing out for a long period of time. So anyways, that's that lesson. So hopefully the pendulum lands somewhere in between.
Too lazy and working too hard. Neither one's good.
Right. So the flight to Utah was rough, and arriving was rough. And we ended up traveling with 9 of us, because there was no way in hell I was leaving anybody behind after it took Jim 17 hours to get home from Phoenix.
Brutal.
PTSD mom, we are all traveling together. So we got to Utah and immediately just right off the plane into the clinic, they did intranasal
stem
cells and exosomes. So they took a massively sized needle and put it straight through his sinus cavity. So up the nose into, again, I'm not a doctor, but I think somewhere into his brain, right?
It's into the brain. And studies have shown it helps with anything from head trauma to ADD to different things. Again, you need to do your own research. We did ours. We saw this. This is what we got.
Yeah. So he did that. We also did intravenous stem cells and exosomes, which do an overall, they go where they need to go and they replicate your own stem cells. They do their own thing for a number of days and then they leave. So
the vitamin bags too,
high dosage vitamins bags. Super high dose, everything, stuff that brings down inflammation and clears the cells of trauma. So everything from magnesium to glutathione. Yeah, big B vitamins. He also received intranasal peptides. So he takes a number of sprays every day that contain peptides. They also contain high B vitamins, NAD, such as that, to help with inflammation. He did leg compressions
and then also neurological treatments. So there is a neurological specialist out there that does chiropractic adjustments and then a few other therapies within his office.
Mm-hmm. In tandem with East West Health that does the stem cells.
In tandem with our friend Reagan's clinic. So he was in therapies for a couple hours a day, every day,
mm-hmm. for about seven, eight days.
Okay, yeah, we traveled back and they were still there. So
everything from physical manipulation to scraping heat, wet heat, not dry heat, some neck traction thing, massage. He had a pinched cranial nerve, so there was lots of stuff that went on with that. Electrostimulation,
which a lot of you probably have had if you were an athlete ever and you sprained your ankle. They put the ice and stimp on it.
But this was not ice, this was heat.
This was heat, which they were said is more the go.
Yeah. Epsom baths, hot showers.
Yeah. And lots of rest. His sleep.
Yeah, he was sleeping 23 hours a day the first few days. He wasn't eating.
Which was scary because he would go and he'd feel fine. He had been working out extremely diligently for almost the last year and a half. He had grown big and strong, 6'2", 220, top physical condition, which probably helped the accident. But he took a quick nosedive. He couldn't walk around for an hour without having to lay down and have a migraine. So it was pretty nerve-wracking. Yeah, he had some emotional bouts. He swore at our younger kids, which he's never done. He's like, everything's irritating me.
He was just in a dark room for every moment other than these therapies each day. And even in the therapies, they kept him in a dark room.
But we knew that he would have some dark moments too, so we didn't take too much personal.
No. Yeah, I guess as a mom, just the prayer being this doesn't last forever, that we were continually seeing better. And I would say on day four of therapy, he came out of his room and joked with the smaller children for a little bit one night. And we were like, wait,
what? He was always the jokester with his little brothers and sisters.
And then the next morning he came out and he had even like showered and he smiled and it was just amazing. But fast forward, for the first, I'd say 3 or 4 weeks, he couldn't do more than 2 hours of anything at a time without having to then take maybe a 5-hour nap and a severe headache.
Severe migraines.
Sunglasses everywhere, hats everywhere, earphones everywhere. He couldn't handle the sound of a phone. He couldn't handle the sound of just very random various things.
And during this time when we got back from Utah, we continued with a hyperbaric chamber, which
twice a week,
which was highly recommended by so many people. Thank you to any of you that did recommend it. And our doctor actually has a hyperbaric chamber, which is fantastic. So he's done that, continued with multiple chiropractic treatments.
Yeah, 2 to 3 times a week chiropractor. And he still takes, in addition to the nose sprays,
vitamin therapy.
He's on IV bags. With the traumatic brain injury, no caffeine, no melatonin, no anti-inflammatories.
Yeah.
So he's high-dose magnesium, high-dose turmeric. I've put him on a number of like beef thyroid and beef liver for the extra vitamins.
I remember they said actually too, we were given studies that he already took creatine for his working out, but higher doses of creatine, to drink more fluids because it's harder on the kidneys.
But it eats the dead parts of the brain.
Dead parts of the brain, per these studies. Again, this we were told, so we upped his creatine dosage. And again, this is about results. This is to just share what we went through. And we are now at week 5. We just celebrated Easter. And he's a totally different child in 5 weeks. We were at a fear of losing him. We didn't know internally what was going on. There were some scary things that could be, and that's per the Mayo Clinic, who know what they're doing. We were very proactive, very initiative driven. He was on board which he knows mom and dad are a little bit different when it comes to health and optimization and some of our health goals, that he went along, played full out, and now he is not fully healed, but it's emotional just thinking of how far he's come.
Yeah. He also, what he did take for inflammation in addition to the magnesium and the turmeric was CBD, which he was living by CBD for those first couple of weeks. And now he barely uses it at all. So that's huge. He's also driven twice on his own.
He started to drive. That was a big thing.
But he's easing back into that, which I appreciate. Oh, we also started EMDR therapy for the mental emotional.
Explain what that is, because I didn't know what it was till you found it for other needs. That
For Alden. So EMDR induces a REM state, like a REM state, rapid eye movement, although you're awake. So it's like a light bar and it goes back and forth, and it induces this state that you're in which you can process things. So if you think about how your brain processes in REM, the day's events, and it washes the thoughts, cleans them out, stores them in places. And so what this does is it will elicit or induce REM, a REM state, and then the counselor can then bring up various memories you have, go through them, and let your brain wash it, heal it, store it properly so that it doesn't have trauma and trigger attached to it,
which is huge. This is what soldiers do, people of abuse. It's pretty incredible. We have personal experiences and, close to us experiences. Yeah, so this was
Alden,
another thing.
Our oldest has done this for a number of months leading up to some brain scans that he had done, and the radiologist could actually tell that he had been doing this therapy by the shape
that was
of
at the
brain.
Amen clinic.
So, yeah, so that was incredible that they could actually see the difference in his brain from doing the EMDR therapy. Yeah. So trying to get Leland back into a routine when his whole routine was just work, church, girlfriend, workout. And now he's back down to being home and healing. And so now he's building up slowly and learning that he can do one solid thing a day, and then he has to take a break, and then he can do something else, or he can temper himself all day long. It's been a real gauging experience on boundaries and self-regulation. He has returned to the gym twice.
Yeah. And doctor said, yes, you want him to push some.
A little bit each day.
Yeah, so not back to where he was, but if you've seen improvement, don't overpush it, but push some. That's, I think, pretty much the synopsis we got. So,
and that's helped him. The rest is huge. And to make certain, one thing that someone said to me is make certain that he's waking rested, because if he's sleeping a ton and then he's not rested, there's something else going on. So just for those of you out there listening, to be able to hear that and know, I guess that's a key indicator to make sure that everything's okay. Yeah. We've had very open communication as far as what he's feeling and where he's feeling it. We bought a 7-day bajillion slot pill organizer that we do weekly together, and that kind of keeps him focused.
Yeah,
for vitamins and supplements. That really keeps him focused, because it says what comes morning, what comes mid-morning, what comes lunch. And that's been really beneficial, that he's able to take control of taking the supplements, but that I'm in control of making certain that they make it into the box. And then it's an easy checkpoint because it's on the counter. I don't have to bother him for it. He can self-regulate, and if I see it, I can remind him. So that's a good little tool that we've created together. So what else?
I think just overall, guys, we wanted to share this story. We went pretty far outside the box. We're not encouraging you to do anything that we did that you're not comfortable with. However, I will say, with some of the large health things that we've gone through and overcome, there is something to taking some ownership of your own research, of talking to people, of teaming up with experts. In entrepreneurship, you have to create a team around you for your best success. And Jamie and I look at our health the exact same way. We will interview doctors, and we will use our best judgment to bring them on or not, and other therapies or treatments. And we do our best to do research. We are absolutely thrilled about where Leland is. We are so humbled and grateful for it. And we just didn't feel it wasn't right to tell you what we've done. I think initiative is huge. I think that people always, when you take initiative, tell you, oh, it's just placebo. Well, okay, the studies are showing there's a little more to it that we've read, but we'll take some placebo then. We are going to take initiative because our children are that important. I will not go with industry standard when it comes to my wealth and my health. That's just two things we've decided.
So chiropractor is covered by the insurance. So all of that stuff was covered by the auto insurance. It would also be covered by our health insurance. Some of the other things are not covered by our insurance. However, they are covered and we're able to purchase supplements and also some of the other therapies with HSA, our HSA. Health savings yeah. account. And so what an HSA is, in case you don't know, it's a tax-free amount that you can put in the beginning of the year to spend throughout the year toward health stuff, and it's tax-free.
You can look them up online. They're a great way for, especially our entrepreneur friends, might be something you want to look at. So overall, I think it did bring our family closer together. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of emotional hugs, appreciation, the things you take for granted, like health, like everyone being
together,
functional and together. That's been really good for us. And
it's been interesting too for the brothers. I know I keep drawing a parallel, but for Leland, who had to be patient and understanding with things that Alden's gone through, and then Alden watching Leland reduced from this big strong guy and having to exhibit the same patience. And then you and I, thank God, our schedules are flexible enough to where I can redirect time and energy and drive him various places. And I'm just incredibly grateful, but mostly like nothing matters as much as us all being together. So
yeah.
Everything from when we were scheduling our holiday meal this weekend, like I really don't care when anybody shows up as long as we just all show up. So I think that things that bring you to your knees kind of change your perspective and definitely give a grand level of gratitude. And I think, yeah, so anybody listening that needs and that has even an existing traumatic brain injury, I think these things can help 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. Our doctor had an accident and she didn't realize that she suffered a brain injury until she had scans when she was 60. And now she's been doing the hyperbaric chamber and it's made a difference in her life. So it's worth
it. Always, our personal development model includes spiritual health, financial health, mental health, and physical health. And I think you really have to go into some more advanced therapies to really optimize that, or just read up on some other things that are available out there, you know, and keep an open mind is what I would say. And it's just, if it makes you feel better, it makes your children have more fulfilling lives, especially coming back from real setback, it can be very rewarding.
Yeah. And using it instead of to feel defeated, just to reframe things. So I think reframing is huge. Like, okay, Leland, I'll end on this. Leland keeps saying, why is this accident happening? Like, what is the purpose? And being able to share with him that sometimes we endure things that aren't necessarily for us, but for others to see how it becomes navigated and then to help others. And so I guess that's that servant's heart or that refiner's fire, trying to find a balance between being grateful for shitty things, if that makes sense, but just finding purpose in renewing your own faith, others' faith, and then providing a path or a light out because we've been there.
One you can share with your kids too, your own perseverance and grit, where you've shared it, where things that Jamie and I have gone through that have been pretty heavy, we shared with him and said, this is not easy, but this
it
can
will
be
not
a good
take
thing.
You down.
This can be a springboard. This can be a step up. This can be a whole new opportunity. And so we've really tried to frame it, like you said, reframe the situation. And to his credit, for a 17-year-old, has been great. So
yeah. And then too, I don't want to discount PPPS. Here we go. that the holistic work that we've done as well. So cell salts with homeopathics. We've also had BSR, which is a more like spiritual mind body spirit release. We've done acupuncture.
Yeah,
we've done Reiki. So we've done a lot of spiritual things that people might discount as woo woo, but that we know help move stuck energy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuck energy.
East and West. I think that our friend's clinic, we used East and West therapies and it served us. So anyway, we just want to share this with you guys. If you do have a child that's been injured, our heart goes out to you. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is justified optimism. So, you know, keep the faith and stay strong for them. It doesn't mean that they can see how much they care and you be emotional. But staying strong for them and reassuring from them, I think, is also key. And to give my beautiful wife your credit, she has been just a guiding light for Leland on that, which is fantastic.
That's awesome. So, thank you for providing that space.
Well, guys, until next episode, we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate sharing this message with you today.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.